Shalom Aleichem. Purim is right here, Tafshin Pei Dalet. So this Torah is called Pomegranates and Bells. Okay, we're going to get into basically the what is Ra? That's what we're going to try and answer up. What is Ra? What is what we call evil? And how do we fix it on Purim? So there's a couple of questions, a few, about four questions. So firstly, Purim is all about hearing, and Hanukkah is all about seeing. So what's the connection? I mean, the main mitzvah on Purim is Megillah, and the mitzvah on Hanukkah is looking at the candles, lighting the candles, looking at the candles. So we're not going to get into Hanukkah, obviously, but what's the connection? What's the deeper connection between hearing and Purim? Okay, that's number one. There's also the question of Achashverosh wearing the big day kahuna. Yeah, it says in the Gemara very clearly. It says, that Achashverosh is wearing the big day kahuna. And this is a question I've had for many years that I was looking to get an answer to before, which is on the big day kahuna, the most difficult thing for me was the pomegranates and the bells at the bottom on the shulei me'il. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. The pasuk says, what does the pasuk say? Yeah, palmon is a bell. Palmon, al shulei me'il. On the bottom, on the hem of the me'il, which is like, you know, we wear a talis katan, yeah, which is like a sheet with a hole in the middle. So the me'il was like a very long one. I think actually, you know, when you wear like the pishtan, the one of like wool, the wool tzitzis, they have like little tassels. Not talking about the tzitzis, they have like little tassels in the middle, you know, that are annoying to like stick into your pants, like, and they go all over the place. So I think they're merames to this Indian of the bells and the pomegranates. So what on earth is going on there? What on earth is that all about? Okay. And then finally, which is where we're going to end up, is what's the Indian of making noise when we hear Haman, when we hear Haman's name in the Megillah? Okay, it's a Minhag Yisrael. And the Rama mentions it and says it's mamash minhag Yisrael's vaychoshev, and it shouldn't be mevatel. It's mamash a heilige thing. Okay, so those are the questions. What's the connection of what's the deeper connection of Purim to hearing? What's the inyan of Achashverosh with the big day kahuna? And in that question, we're really going to concentrate on the inyan of the pomegranates and the bells on the me'il. And then what was it? What was the what's the Indian of making noise when we hear Haman, when we hear Haman's name during the Megillah? Okay, so I've got a few. There's a few different sources here. I'm going to read you little bits and pieces. I'm going to be cutting out a lot of. I'm just going to be reading you the important parts so we can stay on track and not go over time. So there's a Gemara in where is the Gemara? Oh well, I think it. I can't remember. I didn't write where it is. Is it in Chagiga? Oh no, it's in Yuma. It's in Yuma, and it goes through the Big Day Kahuna, and it explains. I'm just going to read you what it says. I'm not going to give you the psukim, but it says that the big Day Kahuna is mechaper for all different kinds of things. Yeah, so it says like this: the ksones mechaperes al shifchas dam. Shvichas dam, sticha. One thing you're not going to do what I say is I'm just going to so you can see what we're talking about. Everyone, oh wait a minute, let me not do that because it won't be on the video. Excuse me. So you can see which of clothes we're talking about. Everyone can see this? Okay, so he says the kasunas was that this is the actual underneath the white garment underneath, yeah. Mechaperes al shvichas dam, yeah, from killing. Okay, michnasayim, where's the michnasayim? They are basically under here, yeah, under the kasunas, yeah. That is mechaper al gilia rias. The mitznefes, which is this guy over here, that is mechaper on Gasei Ruach, on Gaiva, okay? The Avnate, which is this like belt thing over here, the Avnate is Mechaper Al Hadinim, the Ephod, which is this that hangs down from the Avnate, the Ephod is Mechaper Al Hirhurei Lev, on bad thoughts of the heart. The Choshen, which is what the Urim V'Thummim is stuck to, the Choshen is Mechaper on, oh, we said Dinim? Oh, the Choshen is Mechaper on Dinim, sorry. The Ephod is Mechaper on Avodas Kochavim. And I'll just say, I'm putting it out of order. The Tzitz is Mechaper on Azaz Panim. And then he says the Me'il. This is what we want to talk about. The Me'il, which is the blue thing in the back, the Tehillos in the background with the pomegranates and the bells. Yeah, the Me'il is Mechaper al Lashon Hara Minayim. How do we know? Amrav Chanina, Yavoi Davashiba Koil, Yechaper al Koil Hara. There's something that has a koil, something that makes a noise. Yeah, this is the only part of the Big Day Kula that made a noise because the bells are like jingling around. Yeah, so. Because it makes a noise, he says that's Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Okay, so it's interesting that Ahasuerus should be wearing the Big Day Kahuna, including the Me'il, which is Mechaper and all these things. And what we want to concentrate now is that it was Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Okay, now just to everyone's aware of the Gemara, there's actually a lot of these Gemaras that says the idea about the Rishayim being filled with mitzvahs like a Rimon. Everyone's aware of that idea? You've heard that before, yeah? So it's actually brought in about nearly a dozen Gemaras and Midrashim. It's the same thing. It's put in a couple of different ways. The first one is, it says, Reish Lakish says, Reikanim, the empty ones, meaning like the Rishayim, the empty ones of Yisrael. Reikanim, Shabach, Maleim, Mitzvahs, Karimon. They're full of mitzvahs like a Rimon. Okay? And then there's another Lashon, which is Poishe Yisrael, the sinners of Israel, the transgressors, Shemaleim, Mitzvahs, Karimon. They're Maleim, Mitzvahs, Karimon. What's the inyan of Rishayim being filled with mitzvahs like a Rimon? Because we said, Tzaddik be'emunaso yichyeh. Yeah, that Habakkuk stood the entire Torah on one inyan, which was Emunah. Yeah. So what's the inyan of being filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate? A pomegranate is lots and lots of little seeds, endless little things. Yeah, separate little things. What's the inyan? So the tzaddik lives in a world of his colorless of unity. It's all one to him. Like we've said many times, his relationship, he sees the mitzvahs as one mitzvah. That's why we're called a bar mitzvah, not a bar mitzvos. There isn't all of this separation. It's like, okay, right now I need to daven shachris, meaning Hashem expresses himself right now in my life as davening shachris, putting on tefillin, wearing talus. Okay, a little bit later on, Hashem becomes manifest in my life by giving tzedakah. A little bit later on, Hashem becomes manifest in my life by learning Torah. There's not endless mitzvahs. There's just the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in this situation, he looks like tefillin. And in this situation, he looks like tzedakah. And in this situation, he looks like shalom bayis and avodas achila. In the Russia, he doesn't see it like that. He sees it as there's all these different things. There's no unified, it's not all unified together by the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's just this mitzvah and that mitzvah. And that's what it's getting to, that not taking away from the actual pshat, that every all mitzvahs are shaykh to all yidden are shaykh to mitzvahs. But the deeper understanding is that by the Rishayim, the mitzvahs that they have are localized, individual, separate entities. And that's why when Rebbe Meir learned from Acher, everyone's heard of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who was basically Poish Yisrael, he was a Rasha, he was koyf from the Torah. So it says by, it says, 1 minute. Yeah, Rebbe Meir was learning, he would learn from, I'm going to read you the Gemara, okay? Beautiful Gemara. Rabbi Meir, Heichi Gemar Torah Mipume de Acher. He would learn, how do we know that he would learn Torah from Acher? Acher was a Rasha. How do we know that we'd learn Torah from Acher? Vamarabba Babachana, Am Rabbi Yoichanan. Maidichsi, ki sifsei koihen yishmu da asva Torah yivakshim repihu, ki malach Hashem tzivakoshu. He's asking Akasha, how can it be that Rabbi Meir was learning Torah from Acher? Acher was a Rasha. And the pasuk says that if your Rebbe doesn't look like a Malach Tzivakos, he doesn't look like a Malach Hashem Tzivakos, then im doimer harav la Malach Hashem Tzivakos, yivakshu Torah mepihu. Then you should request Torah from him if he reminds you of a Malach Hashem Tzivakos. Ve'im lav,
Didn't it,
huh?
wasn't Acher the one who got stuck? It wasn't Acher the one who got they went into
Yeah,
the
that's right.
Rakia and
Yeah.
he came back, and
He
so
was
I'm saying
Ben Azai, Ben
he's
Zoma.
a
Yo, you're breaking up. Can't hear you. Can't hear
oh, I
you.
can't hear you. Okay, go. I'm sorry, friends, rather than go.
He was, we'll talk about, he went into Pardes. That's where he became a Kofer. He became a Kofer because he saw too much and he couldn't, he saw the Malach Matat, it says, and he just broke. He says he cut the was it Natias as he cut the saplings. Yeah, but Lemaisa, he was a Rasha. Yeah, Elisha ben Avuya we call Poshe Yisrael, and let me just turn my phone off, sorry. And the question is, how can it be that Rebbe Meir was learning Torah from him? Because Rabbi Baba Hana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if your Rebbe doesn't remind you of a Malach Hashem Tzivakos, then don't be Mevakesh Torah from him. If he does, you should. So obviously, Acher wasn't like that. So Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish back in the defense of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir Kara Ashkadura Vadosh. He brought this pasuk, he was Dorish this pasuk. Hat Oznacha Ushma Divrei Chachomim. Lend an ear and listen to the words of the Chachamim. V'libucha tashis ledati, and your heart should grab onto my das dati. It says the drasha, ledatam lo ne'ema ela ladati, meaning you can learn from anyone. You're not learning their das; you're learning Hashem's das. So this is a whole big sugya in Shas, but it means that basically, if the guy has got Torah and he's not a good guy, you can learn the Torah from him and let go of the bad stuff. And then it says like this: Achiz Rabba Shila Leliyahu. This is a Moridika thing. So Rabba Shila says to Eliyahu, he stumbled upon Rabbi Yama. Amale, he said to him, "My kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is Hashem doing?" What a great question! What's Hashem doing? Like, what does he do all day? He's like this. Amale. This isn't the Gemara where it says he's making shaduchim. It's a different thing. This is on a different day. Amalei says back, Ka'ama shmaitim epumei de kuli rabbanan. He's reciting the things that he's heard from all of the rabbanan. Yeah, what's Hashem doing every day? He's reciting the things he's heard from the rabbanan. Umepumei de Rabbi Meir loy ka'ama. But he's not saying anything that Rabbi Meir is saying. All the other Chachamim, he's saying their Divrei Torah, but Rabbi Meir, he's not. Omalei says Rabba Bashila back to Eliyahu. Am I? Why? Says back to him, Mishum Dekar Gamma Shmaizmo Pumediacha. Why? Because he was learning Shmaisa from the mouth of Acher. He was learning Gemor from Acher. So Hashem says, I'm not going to, or Eliyahu says that that means that Hashem isn't interested in speaking out. Rabbi Meir's Torah. Now listen to this. Amalei says back to him, Amai, why? He says, Rabbi Meir, Rimon Matzah. Rabbi Meir found a Rimon. Toichoi Ochal. He ate the inner bit, the fruit, the inside bit. Klipasoi Zorok. And he threw away the klipa. Amalei, after he said that, he said he found a rimon, he ate the inner, He threw away the clipper. Omalay, Hashtag now said Rebbe, this is Hashem now decided, you know what? You told me that. I'm going to speak in the name of Rebbe Meir. And listen to what he says. Hashtag Meir b'ni oimer. Meir, my son said, Bizman sha'adam mitztayer, in a time when a guy is going through tsaros, Shechina maloshen oimeres, what is it the Shechina says? Klani meroishi. Klani mizroyi. I'm feeling pain in my head. I'm feeling pain in my arms. That was the quote that the Rabbi Sholem brought from Rebbe Meir, that the Rabbi Sholem changed his mind, Kivyochol, and said, you know what, I'm going to speak his Torah. He learned from Acher, says Rabbi Bashila. He says, no, it's like he found the rimon, he ate the pri, and he threw away the klipa. And the Rabbi Sholem says, well, and this is the thing that I'm going to say that he said, that when a yid is in Tsar, the Shechina says, oi, I'm in Tsar. What's the inyan? So that's the whole inyan of the klipa, of the rimon. The rimon is the idea of the Torah in galus, meaning that by a rasha, the Torah, the mitzvahs by a rasha are all, they're not connected back to the Ribono Shel Olam. So Rebbe Meir took the Torah and he threw away the klipa. He ingested those seeds. He ate them, meaning that they were in the rimon, they were one, 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 one. He ate them, he chewed them up, he ground them down, they became inside him an echad mamash. And that was, and how do we know that? Because Rebbe Meir said that the tsar that the yidna in, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Mitzrayim, meaning that he had become connected to the klal. He stopped see he wasn't seeing there's this yid and that yid and this yid. It was all one. He had extracted the Torah from Rebbe from Acher, and he had taken it. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo was maskim and said givoldik. Now, so that's the inyan of the pomegranate. The inyan of the pomegranate is, so to speak, the Torah in galus, the Torah by the rasha, that needs to get, it's just waiting to get eaten by the tzaddik, to get reconnected to the Rabbeinu Shloim. What's the inyan of a bell? So the inyan of a bell is noise. You can't have noise without Stein. You need two to make noise. One thing can't make noise. There needs to be a banging of things against each other to make noise. Everyone's with me? One thing by itself doesn't make any noise. If it's vocal cords, there's the cords and all the zaching, clapping. The whole inyan of noise is that there are two things knacking with each other. That's the inyan of the pamon of the bell. Now there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Ramban HaKadosh. How did it look on the Me'il? So Rashi says it was Rimon, Pamon, Rimon, Pamon, Rimon, Pamon, Bokule. 72 in total, not each, 36 each, going all around, yeah? Rimon, Pamon, Rimon, Pamon. And that's what the Peshat sounds like. The Ramban says, no, the Rimon was the knacker, the thing, what do you call it? The thing that bangs. The what do they call
The knocker.
it? Okay, thank you. Wait 1 minute, in Hebrew, I've got it written here somewhere. This one's a marker to unazum halulim. I've forgotten what the word is. But anyway, there was a word for it. It's the little thing that dangles inside the bell. So he said the pomegranate was the thing in the bell that was banging against the bell. And Rashi says, no, the pomegranate was lechud and the bell was lechud. They were two separate things. What on earth is that machlokas about? So this is the machlokas, the panemius, one way of understanding the panemius of the machlokas. When there's a riboy, is there noise? Or Is there a reboy and there's noise? Or is reboy just noise? The Ramban saying that the pomegranate, which is the reboy, which is the multiplicity, that is the noise inside the bell. That's what makes the noise inside the bell. And Rush is saying, no, there's the rimon, which is the concept of multiplicity, and then there's the bell, which is also duality and multiplicity, and that's making a noise. But they're two separate things going on with each other. So now, this is the Indian that the. By the way, just as a side point, Rimon is Gematria Bahafrada, which means separation, and it's also Tsimtum, Matsumtum, which is the Indian of separation again. But the the noise that is being made is coming from the riboy, from the multiplicity, from the fact that there's more than one. Okay, by the tzaddik, there's shtika, there's silence by the tzaddik, but by the rasha, there's rash. Rasha and rash are the same letters. Rasha and rash are the same letters. So when we're Achashverosh had taken this inyan of the rash, of the multiplicity, the rimonim and the palmon, by Persia at this time, this galus that we were in by the story of Purim, it's not that we weren't raising up the rash, it's that the rash had been taken away from us. We didn't even have access to the rash. We were in such a matzav. We didn't even know that we were in a bayah. We were going to the party. There was no, we were eating kosher meat, drinking kosher wine. It was basically kosher. We weren't even aware. We weren't even, it wasn't that we weren't just raising up the Ra. The Ra wasn't even, we weren't even aware of the Ra. It had been, so to speak, misappropriated by Achashverosh. So it wasn't that we were just trying to take the Ra and lift it up. The first thing was to get the Ra back. To get the multiplicity back, that then we could lift it up. What's the pivotal part of the whole story? The pivotal part of the whole story is when Haman decides to take Mordechai on the horse around Shushan, yeah? What's the first thing that they give to Mordechai? Yavoi levush malchus boyamelech. Give to Mordechai the lavush. Now, I don't think it meant it couldn't have been the big day kahuna. It couldn't have been that because that would have been asa for him to wear. He wasn't a kohen, whatever. But the Maaser, it says that he gave him the big day lavush, the malchus that the king, the lavush that the king was wearing. At that point, we got zoicha not to lift up the ra, but to just get back on the horse, so to speak, that we would be able to lift up the ra. It's the level. It's the next level after being completely oblivious to being frum. Before you've got any idea of Avodas Hashem, the Ra isn't even within your purview. Once you've decided that you're going to be Ovid Hashem, now you have access to the Ra that you're going to lift up to the multiplicity. And that's the noise that we make at Purim. The noise that we make during the Megillah is Mamash Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the testimony that we've not only become shayach to raising up the Ra, but now we're raising up the Ra. We're taking the noise, the multiplicity that's going on this day, which is a crazy, very loud day, and we're Mamash lifting it back up to Ribono Shel Olam. We're investing it into the mitzvah. How do you lift up Ra? Is you attach it to mitzvah. And the mitzvah is Kriyas Megillah. And now we're using Kriyas Megillah to take the rash, the multiplicity of what's going on, and raise it back up to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the second phase. The first phase is we don't have, it's the third phase. The first phase is we have no kesher to Ra. We're not even aware that there's tov and ra. It's called apathy. It's called being amoral. The next stage is now we're aware that there's ra. That there's multiplicity. And the third stage is we're now raising that Ra back up, which is the noise that we make during the Megillah. And I'm just going to finish. I said this many times. I'm going to say it just quickly. By the Haggadah, the Rasha, what does the Rasha say? The Rasha, we describe the Rasha as a Yotzi Esatzmo min HaKlal. He took himself out of the cloud. He stopped seeing the big picture and he got stuck into the pits of the Rimon. He got caught up in all the bits. So he was Yotzi Esatzmo min HaKlal. So what do we say to him? Af'ata hakeh eshenav, blunt his teeth. Because these teeth, these are the incisors, yeah? They cut things up. They turn things into bits, yeah? The teeth in the back, the molars, they grind stuff down into a unity, into a yichud. So this Rasha, he's seeing reality in peace, 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 peace. So we say, no, blunt his teeth. Get him back to chewing it so we can take it back to the yichud. By Kriya Shema, where we're Bechinas Echad, when we're all tzaddikim, Shema Zer Hashem Hashem Echad, what's the advice? The pasuk says, "Vishinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam." What does Rashi say? Vishinantam. Vishinantam is from Russian teeth. Yeah, teach it. It means teach it to your children, but it means teeth. So what does it mean? Teach it to your children. To teach it. Loshen chidud to it means sharp. Shiyu michudadim b'ficha. They should be sharp in your mouth. If a koyfish should ask you shouldn't. Someone should say, "No, koyfish." Sheimish alachu odam dava. Don't like that. You should. They should be sharp in your mouth. Yeah, but ela emoloi miad. You should say it to miad. So by the Russia who's seeing the world in all the little bits and pieces, we say, start chewing your food, chew it up, mamash, grind it up, pulverize it into a single paste. By the tzaddik, who's gotten to that level of seeing the world as Echad, now what do we say to him? Sharpen your teeth, cut reality into teeny little pieces, and see the Ribbono Shel Olam in every single little detail of reality. And that's the making the noise by Kriyas Megillah. That's the raising up of the rush of the multiplicity, just like the tzaddik, who when he's got the big picture and he's connected to the one, we say to him, get involved in the pirud, get involved in the separation, in the fragmentation, and raise it up. By Megillah, now that we're mamash connected, now is raise up the rush, bring up that noise. I'm not going to explain that first question we had about hearing, but that's the avoidance. So we should be zoicha to make a lot of noise. It's a very heilig thing to make a lot of noise during Kriyas Megillah, and to be miskaven to when we're making that noise, that's a big aliyah for the riboy of this world, which is the whole job of the yid, is to bring all of the little bits and pieces of this world back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what this means. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Is what Hashem should be zoicha.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
I'll I you I
We're back on in
I
another
noticed.
hour and a half, by the way.
Yeah,
If
go.
anybody's got some more koyach, I'm going to give Parshas here an hour and a half as Kuragil. So if you're
Okay.
knocking around, if it's not too much, join us.
I'm small.